I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Writer Elaine Veitz spent many years here in St. Louis as a newspaper columnist. She's now based in Fort Lauderdale. Her series of mystery novels include The Adventures of Mystery Shopper Josie Marcus and her Dead End Job series, the latest of which is Bored Stiff. Elaine Veitz, welcome back to Cityscape.
Oh, good to be on again with you.
Always enjoy seeing you. And I have to tell you, I am three chapters away from finishing Murder is a Piece of Cake, which was your last Josie Marcus mystery. So I don't know if this wedding is going to come off or not.
Well, you're going to have to keep reading. I'm not going to tell you.
And one thing I love about your work is how they often come back to St. Louis one way or the other. Josie Marcus, that series, she lives in Maplewood. And in Bored Stiff, the dead-end job mystery with Helen Hawthorne. Helen was a St. Louis girl that relocated to Florida.
And she comes back in this novel. She comes back to St. Louis. The trail of the mystery leads to Kirkwood.
As it often does. You know, in both series, you've... Helen got married in the last one, right?
Right.
Yeah. And Josie's about to get married. We'll see if that comes off or not. So
maybe.
Why are you marrying off your heroines?
Because it's time. You know, that's the... Murder is a Piece of Cake is Josie's eighth book. Bored Stiff is the 12th book. And the question becomes, you know, these were women who had problems with their relationships. Are they going to stay bitter for a dozen books? No.
I'd like that bitter thing, though.
Well, they got over it, okay. And, you know, I'm happily married, and it's a challenge to
write
dialogue.
You want them to be as happy as you are.
I do, and it's a fictional world. So, you know, there's not going to be any dirty socks by the side of the bed.
Can I confess something?
Yes.
When... Am I into this too much? When Helen Hawthorne got married, I was sort of happy. I'm worried about Josie, though. Not that her guy isn't a nice guy. I just can't see Josie married.
Well, she's 31, and she deserves some happiness. She's had a bad history of dating rats.
Well, that drug dealer husband that went to prison.
Well, yeah, and they weren't married. It was worse than that.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
So, no, she...
Yeah, her mom can tell you about that.
Her mom will tell everyone about it. let him be happy for a while. I can always divorce him later, you know?
So let's talk about Bored Stiff. This is the new one with Helen Hawthorne. As I said, in the last one, she finally married the guy she was seeing, who is a private detective.
Right, his name's Phil.
And, of course, she'd had a lot of dead-end jobs.
Right.
But now she's sort of in business with him, or she is in business with him.
She's in business with him, and she's working dead-end jobs, but she's working undercover. So she still has the dead-end jobs, but now they're part of the private eye business.
What kind of dead-end jobs is she doing now?
Well, for Bored Stiff, she had the very difficult job to sit on the beach and take photos of Sonny Jim's paddleboard rental. Various rentals on the beach are a hot issue in Fort Lauderdale and other cities in South Florida, and they sabotage one another. They hurt their jet skis. They steal their paddle boards.
Is this for real?
This is for real. This is how I got the idea. And they'll do it right before spring break. So the operator is out thousands of dollars, even if he has insurance, because he can't get it before spring break again.
Well, Elaine, you're well known for like living these dead-end jobs yourself sometimes for your books. So did you do any of that for this?
I took stand-up paddle board lessons. And I actually stood up for 45 minutes, and a paddleboard is kind of like, it's a little wider than a surfboard.
I guess I don't know what it is.
Okay. It's a little wider than a surfboard, and you have to stand up on the paddleboard in the water from a kneeling position, holding the paddle, and then you paddle along the shore, and I got to look at the seabirds in that. And the first time I did it on the Middle River, which is very calm.
Right.
And I was up for 45 minutes. So I got very cocky. And I went on the Intracoastal, where there are major yachts. And I had this hunky 20-year-old instructor. And I kept falling off. And at one point, I fell off. I got stuck on the pedal board with my rear end up in the air, unable to move. There are, thank God, no photos.
What's the fact that your instructor was hunky have to do with it?
It's, you know, he's not going to be interested in me, but it was horrendously embarrassing.
Well, you know, if you're out in the ocean doing this, right, standing up on a paddleboard, you can't be too close to the shore because of the waves and things. So how far out do you have to go?
Well, you start out calm, like on a lake or on the intracoastal, and then you work up to the ocean. It's going to be a long way before I work up to the ocean.
We're talking with mystery writer Elaine Veets, and I know you have a lot of friends in St. Louis. If anyone would have a question or a comment about your work or this current effort, feel free to join us at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Elaine, would you share with us something out of Bored Stiff?
All right. Because we had a place on the beach, I got to observe many strange and wonderful things. And this one took place at a posh beach restaurant, which I will not give you the name, but I've never eaten there again. And the woman in this section is actually me. She comes out and she says to the manager, "I saw a roach in the ladies' room, a big one." "Did you say a big roach?" the restaurant owner asked. "Not a little brown roach?" "That thing is nearly 2 inches long. You could saddle and ride it. It's disgusting." "Oh, that's not one of our roaches," the manager said. "That's a beach roach."
Is that true?
It's true. We haven't eaten there since.
Are roaches a problem in Florida?
Roaches are the state insect.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, you're kidding, I think. What can you tell me a little more about the plot line to this? Now, you've made up a town, Riggs Beach, right?
Right. Known as Rigged Beach since Prohibition.
And so you're talking about all these people that own these paddle – what did you call it?
Paddleboard rental operations.
Paddleboard rental operations. And it's cutthroat.
It is really cutthroat.
But you don't actually witness this, or Helen Hawthorne, I should say, doesn't actually witness the murder, but they see a guy going down, don't they?
They see a woman going down, and it appears that she fell off her board and drowned. But according to the autopsy, she was murdered. And she was murdered in front of hundreds of people on the beach, and there is absolutely no witnesses. So Helen, and she's a St. Louis woman, the murdered woman. And so Helen and Phil have to solve this murder. They have to save Sonny Jim's business because they're going to pull the plug on it unless they can find the killer. And they wind up coming to St. Louis and going to Kirkwood and Cyrano's and various other local places.
Well, what's the tip, or what's the piece of evidence that gets them back here?
The husband is from St. Louis, the victim's husband, and he has taken out a great deal of, a very large insurance policy on his wife. Mm-hmm. And he has a girlfriend. But
they always look at the spouse first, right?
They do, with good reason.
So that must have been what happened then. It just seems so obvious.
Well, not in the book.
No?
No.
Tell me a little bit more about the research you did. You said you actually took a lesson, and you weren't exaggerating, were you, when you said this business is really that cutthroat? That maybe there aren't murders every day, but
there aren't murders, but it is cutthroat, and they really do. The operators really try to sabotage one another, and it's been in the papers in South Florida, and I was fascinated by this.
It must be big money for them to go to these extremes.
It's major money, and the major money is made a few times in the year, particularly around spring break. And so that's why the sabotage starts right before spring break.
Huh. Now, you're going to be doing something interesting. I think it's today, isn't it?
It's tonight. Yeah, tonight.
Between 5:30 and 7 this evening, you're going to be at University of Missouri St. Louis at the JCPenney Conference Center, room 92. Because it's a benefit. Tell me about that.
It's a benefit for ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. And one of my readers, 11 people in her family in St. Louis here, have ALS. She chooses not to know if she has the gene.
And that affects you how?
Well, it basically takes care of your muscular control. It's a very slow and horrible death.
Is
and
it sort
no
of like
cure.
Parkinson's?
Worse, much worse. And it's incurable. And her name is Diana, and she's in Washington pleading with our representatives to try to get some money for more ALS research. St. Louis has a very active ALS organization, and I'm donating $9.58 of every book sold tonight to the ALS Association, and that will go for the care of people with ALS.
Why is this so close to you?
It's so close to me because I think Diana and the people who have it are so brave. And Diana doesn't know if she has it, but they're a very close-knit community, and they work to help one another. They work to give care to the caregivers, and it's very, very impressive.
Well, is there a cure in sight?
There is no cure in sight. There is research, and it badly needs to be researched.
So that's going to be tonight at the JCPenney Conference Center at UMSL. And do people need to make a reservation for that?
At this point, you can come, and there will be books. It's a great way to get your Mother's Day shopping for a good cause. And you can also you can call ALS and reserve your copy if you can't make the event. And the number is 314-432-7257, and I'll sign it for you for Mom.
432-7257. Would you share one more part of your new book, Bored Stiff, for us? This is The Helpful Tourist?
This is The Helpful Tourist, and I also saw this on the beach. And there are a lot of land crabs on the beach, and they don't like salt water once they're grown up. So Sonny Jim, the paddleboard operator, and Helen are on the beach. A sunburned man in lime board shorts gingerly carried a big bluish crab to the water. The crab, big as a saucer, wiggled its hairy legs and waved its claws dangerously close to the man's thumbs. "That crab looks angry," Helen said. "I mean, if crabs get angry." "That one's pissed," Jim said. "It's a land crab. They don't like salt water once they're adults. Bunch of land crabs live in the burrows by the seagrass. This is the third time he's thrown that poor creature in the water. I better tell him before the crab takes a hunk of his hand." "Hey, dude," Jim said. "Dude in the green, drop that crab." "You talking to me?" He was in his 20s with buzzed brown hair and small features scrunched together in his red face. "Yeah, that's a land crab," Jim said. "You aren't doing it any favors dunking it in the ocean. It hates salt water." "Can I, like, eat it?" the man said. "You can," Jim said. "It can eat you, too. Watch your hand." The crab's sharp claws lunged for the tourist's thumb. He dropped the crab and leaped back before it attacked his bare toes. The crab scuttled across the sand to the seagrass. The tourist waved at Jim and ran into the ocean.
That's Elaine Vietz. She'll be at UMSL this evening for a benefit for the ALS Association of St. Louis. Also tomorrow, Elaine, from 11 until 3 p.m., you'll be at Barnes & Noble at Ladue Crossing. And on Sunday at 4 p.m. at Left Bank Books, those are for book signings. So,
yes, hope to see you there.
Well, it's always great to see you, Elaine Vietz, and thanks for coming by and sharing Bored Stiff. It's Elaine's latest dead-end job mystery series. Thank you, Elaine Vietz, so much. Coming up Monday on St. Louis on the Air, you can hear Don Marsh's conversation with author and food activist Michael Pollan, recorded at the Maryville Talks Books event, A Chaminade, last night. And another programming note, my interview with the 442s, which aired on Cityscape April 19th, will be available as part of the Arch City Radio Hour, and you can hear that on The Gateway, which is our HD2 channel, Monday at 9 a.m. and various other times throughout the month. Also, that's on our website, stlpublicradio.org. Just click Arch City Radio Hour. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is produced by St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Have a great weekend, and I hope that you'll join us next week.